From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Tough new American immigration laws fuel fears that Caribbean people in the U.S. will lose out.
They would be denied certain social benefits that they've been receiving all the time.
Level of alert raised in Montserrat as volcanic activity increases. And Brian Lara, a relieved man today. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Civil rights groups in the United States, which intend using a four-day respite to get tough new curbs on illegal immigrants softened, are facing disappointment. A U.S. judge has ordered a delay in implementation of the measures, which were due to take effect today. But that ruling has now been overturned by an appeals court, and the law is taking effect as originally scheduled by U.S. immigration authorities. In the first of two reports, the BBC's Cathy Kay reports that the concerned groups are not giving up their lobby against the planned curbs.
A coalition of immigrant support groups is appearing in court on Tuesday to argue for the second time that the government's tough new law threatens the rights of would-be immigrants who haven't had enough time to prepare for the changed rules. But after an appeals court in Washington overturned a federal judge's decision to delay the new law, the immigrants groups are in a weak position. On Monday, government lawyers argued that delaying the law would cause chaos. The appeals court agreed, and the new rules are now in effect. Those rules tighten security at American borders, making it harder for illegal immigrants to enter the country. They make it easier for the government to expel illegal immigrants, and they toughen the penalties on foreigners who stay longer than their visas allow.